Hey, we've got a couple of guys here from John Deere. We have Greg Weeks and Ravi. I forgot your last
name. Ravi
Tratoff.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nothing runs like a deer, they say. And you guys have been keeping EAA running for quite a while.
Actually, we've had a relationship with EAA that goes back to 1983 when we first started the partnership with, not the partnership program, but started that relationship with EAA and now have a partner program where EAA members get a pretty good discount from John Deere as they work with the equipment they might need. It's been a great relationship.
Now, I also saw that you guys have like a racetrack out back.
Play. Ooh. Actually, and that started last year because we know that when we get customers in the seat of our product, you know, we're known for our reliability, durability, but you get them in the seat of the product and you pretty well convince them that that's the best product. And we've got a utility vehicle track here on the grounds where
Way of putting it.
We kind of call it the aha moment.
Yeah, you don't necessarily encourage racing, but
but they get an opportunity to drive any of the Gators that we've got on the grounds, and then we've got another separate ride and drive for any of our riding lawn equipment for residential users. That's right near our tent on the ground. So you do the ride and drive. We'll give you a John Deere hat, nice green John Deere hat, and off you go.
Sweet.
Very, very good.
Hey, I do have a technical question for you here. You have a lot of vehicles running around this area. If my guess is right, you guys are probably supplying a couple of hundred various vehicles here of all shapes and sizes. What happens to all of these vehicles at the end of Air Venture? What do you do with them?
There's actually 182 Gators on the grounds during Air Venture. And there's also, if you see the people trams that run back and forth, yep. They're all pulled by John Deere utility vehicles. I'm sorry, compact utility tractors. And those products actually are all pre-sold before the show even starts.
Wow.
So they're just broken in for the new owner.
There you go.
Yeah.
We actually sell them to the dealers, local dealers, buy them all. They know what's coming because we tell them at least 3 to 4 months ahead of time what's coming. And then they pre-sell to customers, and they all know they're coming, and it's and I have to give credit to Ford Motor Company. They're the ones who taught us how to do this, and they've been an excellent relationship with them, and I know how strong they are with EAA also.
Oh yeah,
they've taught us a lot. They taught us a lot about that. They taught us about the partner program. We've had a great relationship with Ford at EAA also.
Yeah, in fact, we have a partner program with them as well.
Yes, that's right.
As a result of this,
so we're gonna see the new Gator Mustang.
There you go. Can we drop that out of an airplane too?
There you go.
Don't forget the parachute.
Yeah.
Especially with a Mustang. We don't want to wreck a Mustang on this.
Now, Ravi, you've got a picture of a Gator with looks like a real live soldier in there, and I don't think he's going out to the back garden.
No, what I'm here to share with you is that we've got our military Gator A1 that we introduced earlier this year. And this product is the product that gets used by our military. They've been using it for over 8 years in places like Afghanistan, Iraq, and other military operations. And what we're here to announce this morning is that we're opening this up for sale for private sector use as well. So starting in November, regular customers are going to be able to buy the exact same product that the military is using with a fold-down bed, the diesel engine, keyless ignition, all the other features. As you mentioned, Eddie, this is air droppable unit. It's a sling loadable. It's quite an interesting product, and so we're really excited about it. I'll tell you, one of the most emotional events that I get a chance to go to is also one of the military shows, and hearing the soldiers when they come back from Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran, and they've used our products over there, and the emotion that they feel for this product is amazing. You know,
that's positive emotions now, not negative ones.
Unbelievably positive emotion. Unbelievably positive emotion.
Once again, they're true believers that nothing runs like a deer.
Oh, very much so.
Correct. Well, listen, we live in Pennsylvania. If I give you my GPS coordinates, do you think you can airdrop one right in the backyard?
There you go, Dave. We'll get one right in your backyard.
Yeah, give us your credit card number with your coordinates. We'll be all set.
I left it in my pants.
I knew there was a catch in there somewhere. There's a hook on
this. What's really unique about this R-Gator also, I'm sorry, the military Gator, is there is another version called the R-Gator. Not available to the public, but sold to the military. And the R-Gator is a completely autonomous vehicle. that is controllable. I mean, these soldiers know how to work joysticks, but there's another version of this the military uses primarily for perimeter security. It is weaponable.
Yep.
It's being used in...
Gator with a 50 caliber. Now, that's...
well, that's the military chooses to put that on. It's got infrared. It's it can actually go through GPS. It's got obstacle avoidance. It can go completely autonomous.
It's an autonomous robot, basically.
It is.
And
yes.
Using that for perimeter defense rather than putting live guards
yes.
out there.
Correct.
Because
yes.
you can repair or replace the machine.
Saying, take out the trash.
Well, you know, we've had a real strong relationship with the military going back over 100 years.
See, and, I never even knew they used these in combat zones.
You know, there's places where they can't get Hummers.
Yeah.
And short of walking, they have no other choice.
Uh-huh.
So they use these maybe in the mountains of Afghanistan. We've heard stories about them being used up there. So.
Not
and
bad.
If there's people on the grounds that want to see the military gator, obviously we have several at our John Deere display tent. The warbirds have four of them mm-hmm. That they use as tugs to move aircraft around. So we've got quite a few on the grounds here.
Yeah, and earlier this year, we also made it available to first responders, police, fire, rescue. They're able to buy this product, and I'm here to announce that starting in November, the regular consumers can buy this as well.
Well, I can see that the first responders would need this out on our area, the Philadelphia area. There's a lot of wooded areas, and
well,
you just never know. You just never know what you're going to need if some kind of an emergency exists. We have problems over in New Jersey with a place called the Pine Barrens, and lately it's been dry. They've been known to catch fire.
Yes.
And naturally, you don't want to tear up the landscape too much, and I'm sure they're using gators out there, or they would like to use gators out there. So you never know.
No, you're right. We actually have a fire rescue version of this that actually can hold water containers in the back and be able to spray and hose and all that. So there's portable units that can go in the bed of this.
Wash cars.
Specifically for those kinds of situations.
That's great. Wash cars. You probably have a pizza.
Right.
You know, and there's probably a pizza delivery yeah. version. Of too.
All right, Domino's is here.
We'll work on that one with a cooler in the back.
Yeah.
There you go.
When we show up, you better pay.
Yeah, really. No, that's interesting that you guys are doing this kind of thing, working with the military to come up with a light vehicle, because especially in Afghanistan, we understand that the mountains that our fighters are in right now, it's a very rugged area. It's difficult to get through at best, and I'm sure that something that's light and maneuverable as that, and let's just say, too, inexpensive. Well, relatively inexpensive.
Cost effective.
Extremely cost effective.
And I'm sure that they have found a million and one uses for it, probably more than all of us could come up with.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
You're spot on. There's actually, we've heard of everything of this product being used for as a battering ram to break down doors with, to carrying soldiers when they're wounded, to carrying supplies, to even towing things when they need to.
You know,
there's a whole lot of
them. Not busy.
And I'm sure that somebody has found a way to put a big gun in the back of it, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
When you really have to knock down a door.
There you go.
Now, we need one of these for the Bose cart. Now, that would be a Bose cart.
Actually, the Bose people, one was given to them for the...
version?
I believe the military, we gave them at EAA, they have a version for the Bose that they haul around. I believe they have one.
I thought it was a standard gator. I'll have to look at it.
I
closer.
Think it's a military gator.
Okay. We'll have to take a look at that because we know we have two Bose carts this year thanks to you guys and, of course, Bose. And we enjoy working with them both. They just won't let us, they won't let Dave or I drive them around for obvious reasons.
Why might that be, Eddie? Is there.
Well, it has to do with the fact that once he and I get a hold of it, nothing runs.
Did you guys approach the military? Or did the military come to you? Or
you know, it's interesting. This product is just the latest in a long line. We've got about a 140-year history with the military. It goes back to when there was a John Deere battalion. There was actually a John Deere battleship. So the history of John Deere and the military goes back well beyond my predecessors.
I never knew that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. But, you know, it's almost like military and John Deere go together like peanut butter and jelly, if you will. And so based on that long history, it was not a surprise that this is just the latest partnership.
Yes, there you
and
go.
We sell quite a bit to the military. They also buy tractors. They also buy trams. They buy a variety of things from us. And this is just one component of the relationship.
Well, and of course, John Deere has an extensive nationwide dealership as well. It would be difficult to go anywhere if you if something did happen to your deer, or even just for scheduled maintenance.
Are you saying that in Afghanistan there are John Deere dealers now? They can call them on.
It would surprise me.
Actually, Dave, we do have a dealership out there in the Middle East that's supplying parts when needed. We also provide them from here. But Eddie, you bring up an excellent point. You know, in addition to our products, our dealer network is outstanding.
Yeah. Extraordinary.
It's one of our differentiators in the market. We have by far the best dealer network that's out there, and without them, the products are great, but that's service, and the ability for Deere to stand behind the product is really a result of the dealer base that we have out there.
Yep. That's your reputation.
Very true.
You're listening to EAA Radio.
On AM 1210 and 100.7 FM, and also on the web
at airventure.org/radio.